One characteristic of being a human being is that we forget things. Have you ever forgotten an appointment? Have you ever forgotten maybe your anniversary if you're married? Have you ever forgotten someone's birthday? There was an elderly couple that was beginning to forget little things around the house, and they were afraid that this could be dangerous, as one of them may forget to turn off the stove and thus cause a fire. So they decided to go to see their physician to get some help. Their physician told them that many people their age find it useful to write themselves little notes as reminders. The couple thought this sounded wonderful and left the doctor's office very pleased with the advice. When they got home, the wife said, "Dear, will you please go to the kitchen and get me a dish of ice cream? And why don't you write that down so you don't forget?" "Nonsense," said the husband. "I can remember a dish of ice cream." "Well," said the wife, "I'd also like some strawberries on it." "You better write that down because I know you'll forget." "Don't be silly," replied the husband. "A dish of ice cream and some strawberries, I can remember that." "Okay, dear, but I'd like you to put some whipped cream on top." "Now you'd really better write it down," said the wife. "Come now, my memory's not all that bad," said the husband. "No problem. A dish of ice cream with strawberries and whipped cream." You know, many of us many times can think our memory's pretty good, and so we'll not write something down thinking that we'll remember it. But many times spiritually, we think we'll remember it, but we forget it. Well, in this case, with that, the husband shut the kitchen door behind him. "Come now, memory's not all that bad," said the husband. "No problem, a dish of ice cream with strawberries and whipped cream." With that, the husband shut the kitchen door behind him. He emerged from the kitchen about 15 minutes later with a plate of bacon and eggs. The wife took one look at the plate, glanced up at her husband and said, I knew you wouldn't get it right. Where's the toast?" So, you know, sometimes we can think other people are forgetful and not realize how forgetful we can be. But even more importantly, spiritually, we can forget things and not understand how dangerous it can be to not remember. You know, God wants remembering to be an important part of every believer's life. You know, thankfully, we've been given a day on the calendar, Thanksgiving, to remember. But God wants remembering to be a part of our lives. Remembering is so important to our spiritual well-being. First of all, this morning, I'd like us to look at what is the purpose of remembering. What's the purpose of remembering? If we can go to the passage that we read this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 8. You know, in this chapter, in verse number 11, God warns the children of Israel. He says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God." God understood the danger of Israel increasing in goods, increasing in wealth, increasing in comforts. And he recognized that they would be prone to forget. And down in verse number 17, it says, as they would have all these wonderful things in the land, it says, "And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." One of the purposes of remembering is to take the focus off of ourselves. Here, the children of Israel needed to take time to remember. They needed to have it in the forefront of their thinking that it was God that had allowed them to enter the promised land. It was God that had brought them to the promised land. It was God that had provided deliverance for them in the promised land. And so their focus had to be turned to God, remembering what he had done. Otherwise, they would become self-focused, thinking that they had done it. One of the great purposes of remembering in our lives is to take the focus off of self. In Psalm number 77, in verse number 10, the psalmist says, "And I said, this is my infirmity." All right, so here the psalmist in a situation, he's going through a trial, he's going through trouble. You know, and he says in verse 9, "Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah." Then he says, "And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High." He was going to think back maybe the time when there was a closeness to God in his life. "I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of thy work and talk of thy doings." So notice here how the psalmist is taking maybe the focus off of himself, taking the focus off of the troubles that he is experiencing, and he is remembering what God has done in his life. He is remembering the works of God. So one of the purposes of remembering is to take the focus off of ourselves and to put the focus on God where it belongs. It's so easy for us to become self-focused, particularly in a society that everything is geared to make our lives easier, so to speak, to make our lives more comfortable. But we need to take the focus. We need to remember. We need to put our focus, and we'll talk about the substance of remembering later on, things that we can remember. But God wants us to take the focus off of ourselves and put it on him. That's one of the purposes of remembering. Remembering also, going along with taking that focus off of ourselves, makes us sensitive to the needs of others. Notice what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. So here it's speaking of their actions in the land. And it says in Deuteronomy 15, verse 12, it says, "And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee." All right, so here's one of the Hebrews that was one of their own brethren coming to serve them. Probably had a great debt to pay, and he couldn't pay it, so he was going to work for him so he could pay off that debt. "And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flocks and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress of that wherewith the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him." So when you send him away, after he had to work for you, maybe he had a great debt he had to pay, so he became his servant for these number of years, but as he sent him away, what was he supposed to do? He was supposed to put all this blessing upon his brother as he left. And he says, "Thou shalt what? Remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today." You know, remembering the things that we've gone through, and it influences our actions towards others. Again, it gets the focus off of ourselves. I think of the story in the New Testament that Christ gave about the man who had been forgiven this great debt. There was a great debt that he had been forgiven, and then someone came to him with a small debt in comparison to the huge debt that he had. And he demanded it all from that man, and had what? Really not had forgotten, had not truly remembered or taken thought of that great debt that had been forgiven him. How easy it is for us to forget. in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse number 17, is another aspect of being sensitive to the needs of others. It says, "Thou," Deuteronomy 24, 17, "thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore I command thee to do this thing." So again, there was a kind-heartedness that they were to show towards others, and they were to remember what God had done in their lives. You know, we need to be people that remember the goodness of God in our lives, and it ought to affect the way that we treat others. You know, Ephesians 4:32, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." You know, the problem that people get bitter because they forget. They're supposed to forget maybe what the person's done to them, but what they forget is the thing they shouldn't forget, and that is how much God has forgiven them. And so remembering is so important. It makes us sensitive here to the needs of others. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 18, Paul told the believers there, he says, "Remember my bonds." Paul wanted them to remember his bonds. You know, you think of Paul in 2 Timothy talking about how no man stood with me. Sounds like people forgot the turmoil that Paul went through to bring them the gospel. They didn't remember his bonds. In Hebrews chapter 13, let's turn there, Hebrews chapter 13. Talks about remembering. Helps us to make, it makes us sensitive to the needs of those around us. It takes the focus off of self and places it in the right place it should be. It says, verse number 3, it says, "Remember them that are in bonds." All right, just like the Apostle Paul said, "Remember my bonds." "Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body." You know, is our focus on ourselves, or do we remember others? Do we think about them? You know, those that are going through maybe physical issues, do we think about them? Are we so consumed with our day-to-day activities that we lose sight of the needs of others? God wants us to remember. When we don't remember, what it means is that we're too focused on ourselves. You know, we find that remembering, purpose of remembering, it guards against spiritual ruts. Now, what do I mean by ruts? Have you ever gotten stuck? Maybe you drove off the pathway and you were in the mud and you started sinking, and your tires, the further down they get, the harder it is to get out, isn't it? Well, spiritual ruts. In Revelation chapter 3, and Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 5, is it speaking here to the church at Ephesus. They were doing many good things, but they had lost their first love. And he says in verse number 5, he says, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen." So remember that original place that you fell from. And repent, and what? And do the first works. Really, it can help us, you know, remembering, maybe I should have said, can help us get out of spiritual ruts. You know, we dig ourselves in, and they were on a course that was going to lead to the destruction of their church as they had left their first love. And what did they need to do? They needed to remember. God wanted them to think back to how they were living Maybe that state of revival that they were once in. They need to remember that. And they need to do what? Repeat what they were doing before. You know, maybe today you need to think back on your life. You need to remember. You know, has there been a time in your life? We can think, has there been a time in my life that I was more on fire for God? That I was living more for God than I am today? We need to do what? Well, what was I doing? This Bible says, remember and what? Do the first works. Go back to what you were doing before. We need to remember, it gets us out of spiritual ruts that we can get stuck in. But also, remembering can give us opportunities for conversations that focus our attention on God. Let's go to Exodus chapter 13. Find that remembering is important for the next generation. In Exodus 13, verse 3, it says, "And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which he came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten." Then let's skip down into verse number 14. It says, "And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this? That thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage." And so this time of remembrance that God had set up for the children of Israel to remember that God had rescued them from Egypt, that it was his powerful hand that delivered them. And what was this going to do? As they took time to remember, it was going to create conversation as their son would ask them, you know, what is this about? They would explain that by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And so now the children are hearing of the works of God in the past. You know, as we come to this Thanksgiving time, you know, it shouldn't just be about food or other things, but there ought to be time that's taken. And that's one of the benefits of coming to the Thanksgiving service, is we can focus our attention on God. And we can be reminded that all the good things that we enjoy are because of Him. And you know, when those questions are asked, why do we do this? It can be an opportunity for you to explain to others of God's great and powerful works. So it creates opportunities, remembering does, that focus our attention on God. We find that remembering keeps us in a close relationship with God. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, the passage that we read this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8, remembering helps us to keep in a close relationship with God. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 10. It says, "When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee." All right, so when you have this goodness, you're supposed to do what? You're supposed to remember. You're supposed to thank God. You know, that's what Thanksgiving is all about, is ultimately it's about remembering the goodness of God and then thanking Him for it. He says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein," you know, verse 14, "then thine heart be lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." Verse 18, "but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." Remembering, focusing in on what God has done, can help us keep in that close relationship with God. You know, it's not just remembering his works, but it's remembering his word. It's remembering his way of life. It talks about the commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command thee this day. Remembering, keeping us in that close relationship with God. Deuteronomy 15 and verse number 39 says, I wrote down the wrong passage, so that's not that, and we'll move on to the next one. So not only does it keep us in a close relationship with God, but it builds faith and conquers fear. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse number 17. It builds faith and it conquers fear. Notice what it says here in Deuteronomy 7:17. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. So here, it was going to conquer fear in their lives as they remembered what God had done. Remembering builds faith and conquers fear. In Nehemiah chapter 4, as the people were facing opposition, what were they to do? They were to remember God. You know, in your life, you might be facing opposition, facing struggles. Well, it's not a time to be fearful. But it's a time to remember. In Nehemiah 4:14, it says, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. So here, instead of being afraid, what were they to do? They were to remember the Lord. You know, Satan wants us to forget. He wants us to be focused on the circumstances that we are facing. But instead, God wants us to step out by faith and remember what he has done. And Psalm 27 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You know, if today you heard that there was an enemy attacking our country, you know, what's the first thing that you would think of? Would you think of the Air Force? Would you think of, you know, the Army? Would you think of the Marines? Would you think of the Special Forces? Would you think of the powerful weaponry that we have? Or would it be, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God? And obviously there's a purpose to those things, but the ultimate one that we ought to remember is the Lord. So it builds faith and conquers fear. In Matthew chapter 16, and why don't you turn there, it's a good lesson for us to remember, to look at in remembering. Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 9. It says in verse 9, it says, do ye not yet understand, neither remember the five loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up, neither the seven loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know, so here, the disciples, what are they doing? They're forgetting what Christ had done. They're not taking it in. You know, God is doing things in our lives and we need to remember them. It builds faith. It builds our ability to understand. It builds faith and it conquers fear. But we also find that it protects against discouragement in our lives as we remember God. Psalm number 42. Psalm number 42. And in this instance, David, you know, may have been far away from his ability to go to the tabernacle and worship God. He says in verse number 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." He says, "O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar." So you see, even though maybe at this instance he wasn't able to go back to where the tabernacle was, it says in verse 4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day." All right, so there had been times where he had gone to the house of God, and that's a place that we can remember, and our joy is built up, and it encourages us. But in this instance, maybe he didn't have the opportunity to go to the tabernacle. Maybe it's one of those times he's running from Saul. But he says, "Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar." He was going to take his attention, instead of focusing it on the circumstances, he was going to hope in God. He was going to put his confidence in him, and he was going to think upon God. Remembering can guard us, can get us out of that state of discouragement. We need to take our minds, we need to refocus them, we need to remember our God. So we find some of the purposes of remembering. But let's secondly look at the substance of remembering. What are we going to remember? What are some of the things that we need to focus on in our remembrance? In Psalm number 77, we find that we can focus on the works of God. Psalm number 77 in verse number 11, it says, "I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old." All right, so here the psalmist is remembering his things from old time. All right, taking the word of God and opening it up and reading what God has done in the past is a way of remembering God. He says in verse 12, "I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah." So he says, "I will remember," in verse 11, "the works of the Lord." Taking time to remember what God has done. You know, God is working in our lives. He is preparing us to take the next step of faith. But if you don't remember what God has done, you are going to go backwards instead of forwards. You know, what was the whole problem with the children of Israel as they came to the promised land the first time? They had forgotten what God had done. God had prepared them for the next step of faith. He had opened up the Red Sea. He had showed them his ability to provide for their daily necessities in the wilderness. He had showed them his ability to conquer the enemy. He had prepared them for that next step of faith. But instead of stepping forward on faith, instead of remembering what God had done, they focused on the here and now, the present circumstances that they were facing, and they missed out on being able to take that next step of faith. You know, God's working in your life. He's doing things in your life. And either you're going to go forward or you're going to go backward. And if you don't remember those lessons of faith that God is teaching you, if you're not reminding yourself of how God has worked in the past, you are going to be unprepared for the next step that he has for you. You know, it's said there back in Deuteronomy. In verses 17 and 18, I believe we already read them, but we'll read them again. It goes right along with this point. Deuteronomy 7, 17 through 18. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt what? Well, remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. And he goes on. You know what? God prepared them to take the step of faith. But they needed to what? They needed to remember. They needed to consider what God had done. You know, what is God trying to do in your life? Where is he trying to lead you? What's the next step of faith that he wants you to make? But you're doubting. Maybe you need to stop to take time to remember. You know, in the book of Ephesians, the Ephesians were to remember. It says in Ephesians 2:11, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made with hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. You know, believers need to remember what God has brought them out of. We need to remember what he has saved us from. I know it will remind us of the great love that has been shown us, the great work that Christ has accomplished on our behalf. And it says in Ephesians 3:19 and 10, you know, 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, and part of understanding that great love of Christ is reflecting on how much he has saved us from. So the substance of remembering the works of God. His works remind us of his goodness. His works remind us of his character. His works remind us of who he is. But also remembering the word of God. In Acts chapter 20, in verse number 35. Acts 20 and verse number 35. It says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to what? And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know, part of remembering is remembering the word of God, what he has said, taking the word of God, taking time each day to remind ourselves. You know, as Peter talked about, stirring up their minds by way of remembrance. We forget so quickly. That's why we need to be in God's word on a daily basis. That's why we need to be meditating on God's word throughout the day. In Jude 17 and 18, it says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. We need to be reminded. Why are there so many churches sliding off into liberalism? Because they are not remembering the words written in the Word of God. May we not be people that forget, but may we be people that remember. We need to remember the ways of God, the ways of God, His operation, how He operates, how He moves in our lives. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, the people were to remember how God had moved in their lives throughout the time that He brought them through the wilderness. It says in Deuteronomy 8, 2, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee." Verse 3, it says, "And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither didst thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." So God was teaching them lessons in the wilderness wanderings, and they needed to what? They needed to remember what God had done, how He had worked in their lives. They needed to remember verse 4, "Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee." All right, He provided for them throughout that time period. "Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, as the Lord thy, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee." They need to remember those times of chastening in their lives. God didn't want them to forget those lessons of those 40 years that He had taught them. You know, what lessons is God seeking to teach you? Are you learning them? Or is everything going to have to be repeated again? It's so important that we remember. You know, God is trying to teach us a lesson. God's word must be taken seriously. In Luke chapter 17 and 32, it says, "Remember Lot's wife." You know, in the tribulation period, there's going to be time, you know, where, you know, it says, you know, flee to the mountains. You know, when God says it's time to do something, you better do it. You know, when Lot's wife, instead of not looking back, she looked back. Her heart was in Sodom. We need to remember these things that God is seeking to do in our lives. It's interesting, 3 John chapter 3, Apostle John here talking about how he was going to remember the enemy. You know, I think it's important that we remember as well who the enemy is. It says in 3 John 3 and 3 John 10, "Wherefore if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church." And I think sometimes we need to remember this in the right way. It's not about, oh, we're going to get back. But we need to remember who the enemy is. In the Old Testament, God told the children of Israel, "Remember what Amalek has done to you." And it was hundreds of years later, in the lifetime of Saul, that now God says, "I have not forgotten what Amalek did." And they were supposed to destroy Amalek, I believe, once they had peace in the land. They were supposed to, and God comes to Saul and says, "Hey, you need to destroy Amalek, because I remember." Well, it seems like the children of Israel had forgotten what God had told them to do. And I think sometimes people forget to watch out for the enemy. They forget who the enemy is. But not only do we see some of the substance of remembering the works of God, the words of God, the ways of God, remembering even who the enemy is. You know, and how, just one illustration on, you know, remembering the works of God. There was a man whose grandmother passed away in 2010 after suffering from Alzheimer's for many years. Many aspects of her memory had declined over those years, but there were still memories that remained. Decades earlier, she had made a project of writing memoirs of her mother's life. She would talk to her mom on the phone every Friday. Then in her own handwriting, she wrote out the story of her mom's life. How she lost her parents at a very young age, was adopted by a family in Germany, and then moved back to the States and married a man named Benjamin Graffin. He said, my Aunt Carol would read those memoirs to my grandmother in her final years and months of life, and there would be a connection. Many memories had faded and disappeared, but when those things were read to her, there was an obvious spark. You know, what had she done? She had over and over these works, these things that had happened. She had remembered them. And now in this, when she was suffering from this physical condition, because she had remembered those things so often, somehow, maybe we don't understand how, they were there. You know, what are you focusing on? What are you remembering in your life? If you ever, you know, God forbid, were in that type of situation, what types of things would you remember? How important it is to focus and remember the right things. But then let's look at some opportunities for remembering. One opportunity for remembering is the gathering together of God's people. In Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 15, they were to gather together on the Sabbath. And it was to remind them that they were, that the Lord was the one that had brought them out of Egypt. So the gathering together of God's people, it says, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. All right. So as we gather together as God's people, it's a time to what? It's to a time to remember the Lord. You know, this is called the what? This, we worship God on the Lord's day. We're remembering his resurrection. Taking time to remember. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Then it talks about exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching, we need to be gathered together with God's people so we can remember what God has done. So we can remember what God has said. So it's the gathering together of God's people is an opportunity for remembering. Being in the Word of God is an opportunity for remembering. As it said in Acts 20, verse 35, but remember ye the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Special occasions. You think of the feast that God set up in Israel. And one of the purposes of those feasts was for them to remember. You know, what a great opportunity we have this week to remember. And may we take that opportunity to truly reflect on what God has done. Another opportunity to remember is in the night. In Psalm number 63, verses 5 through 6, the psalmist talks about how he would meditate in the night watches. He says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. You know, that time, even as we're laying in bed with, and sleep is departed from us and we're awake, it's an opportunity to remember, to think upon God. And not only to think about him, but as we think about him, what was the outflow in the psalmist's life? He says, my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Now, those of you that are young here today may think, well, I mean, the people that really have time to remember are the older people because they've had so many more experiences in their life. So there's so much more that they can stop and remember about God. And the older people are standing here, you know, sitting here thinking, well, we're older. We can't remember things as well, but the younger people remember everything. Well, all of us need to be remembering today. But, you know, if you want to be a youth and have an excuse, well, it says, remember Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You know, right now, young people, you need to take time to remember God, to consider him, for him to be the most important part of your life. Remember now, take that opportunity that God has given you right now to remember him. You know, is remembering an important part of your life? Somebody that wrote, even though I clutch my blankets and groan when the alarm rings each morning, thank you, Lord, that I can hear. There are those who are deaf. Even though I keep my eyes tightly closed against the morning light as long as possible, thank you, Lord, that I can see. There are many who are blind. Even though I huddle in my bed and put off the physical effort of rising, thank you, Lord, that I have the strength to rise. There are many who are bedfast, even though the first hour of my day is hectic. When socks are lost, toast is burned, tempers are short, thank you, Lord, for my family. There are many who are lonely. Even though our table never looks like the pictures in the magazines and the menu is at times unbalanced, thank you, Lord, for the food we have. There are many who are hungry. Even though the routine of my job is often monotonous, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to work. There are many who have no work. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. You know, in every situation of life, do you find an opportunity to remember God? Or this morning, have you become so self-focused that you have forgotten what God has done? And if you stay on that pathway, you will never be able to take that next step of faith that God wants you to take to lead you forward in your life. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would help us to be people that remember how easy it is for us to forget. How easy it is for us to focus on ourselves. And Lord, I pray that you would help each one of us this morning to take time to consider and to remember what you are doing, what you have done. With heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, you know, what is God seeking to do in your life? You know, sometimes people's lives get so busy that they don't take time to remember. And what we have to see is that it's such a dangerous way to live our lives. And it's only going to head to catastrophe. You know, maybe this morning, maybe you've gotten away from that daily time in God's Word. Maybe you haven't been committed as you should be to being in every service so that you can take time to remember. You know, we might say, well, I don't need it. Well, I don't. What does that sound like to you if you don't need it? You know, and God wants us to be humble this morning and realize how much we need to take time to remember. You know, maybe it's family devotion time. Taking time as a family to remember what God is doing. You know, maybe it's just, maybe you're in a trial right now and you're discouraged. And you realize, you know what, I need to turn my attention to think upon what God has done. Maybe it's just a reminder for you this morning that as Thanksgiving approaches, don't just get caught up with the fun and the food and the family, but to reflect on what God is doing. And to take time to truly remember, lest you forget, lest you aren't able to make that next step of faith that God has for you, and you come to it, and you're afraid, and you miss out on what God's doing. I wonder this morning, is God working in your life but an area of remembering? You say, you know, Pastor John, the Lord's speaking to my heart this morning, and I really want to commit that area or areas to him this morning. Anyone like that this morning, Lord, speaking to your heart about remembering? All right, anyone else this morning, Lord's working your life in that area? All right, you can put those hands down. Secondly, you know, maybe the Lord's working in your life in the area of salvation. And before you can really remember what God has done in your life, you've got to have salvation. You've got to just simply turn to the Lord. Put your faith and trust in Him. And what a day of remembrance you will have when that takes place in your life. I'm going to say, you know, this morning the Lord is just working in my life in my need of salvation. Anyone like that this morning? All right, is there anyone else today? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just pray that you would continue that work that you have begun. Help us, Lord, to remember you. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.